Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Festival. We're here with Chris Pecover, director of Safe Neighborhood, which was screening the after-hours section. So it's an horror movie, but a hell of a horror movie.
It is. It's a horror movie, but goes into other areas too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it was nice. It was really fun. Really, really fun. Because you start with like classic like scary movie kind of movie, you know, nice house, young girl, night, babysitting, those kind of that we were expecting something happening, and actually something happens. But at a certain point, the situation turns over and something more is happening that we would never ever thought of. Why did you choose to put so much stuff in that movie?
Okay. Well, first, I think I have to start with, just so anyone who doesn't know about the film, just to explain, about 30 minutes into the film, a twist happens, and we're probably not going to discuss anything that happens after that.
No.
Explicitly, because then that gives away the fun of it. So if you find it annoying that I keep stopping at some point, well, you have to go see the film. So why did I want to put so much into the film? Because I find home invasion genre has been done a lot.
Yeah.
And it's become very formulaic. And one of my favorite kind of mental games is to play with genres in my head and say, how do I shock audiences? Mm-hmm. And so it's not so much that I put a lot into the film. It's that I put what you expected into the film, and about 30 minutes in, it just goes in a totally different direction.
Yeah, exactly.
I am a huge fan of Wes Craven. I'm a huge fan of John Hughes, who I don't know if he's a...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes, it is.
So one of my thoughts going into the film was that I wanted to do a John Hughes setup, fun, funny, kind of awkward sexuality of being a young teenager, and then to interrupt that with a home invasion. And for the home invasion to go pretty normally until suddenly it's not a normal home invasion.
Listen, you put a lot of humor in it. There is a lot of fun moments, mm-hmm. since the very beginning. I mean, even the side characters are really funny. Much funnier than the main ones, because the main ones have to, you know, hold up the tension. The parents of the kid that is going to be babysit by this young girl are a weird couple. Well, there is all this kind of jokes about is the man being too gay, too metrosexual, and she doesn't like it. And it's really, really, really fun. And she's a real bitch. She's a real bitch. Virginia Madsen playing the mama, she's a real bitch with everybody. Why did you choose to do those two characters to be so hyped, so, you know, over the top?
Because that's how characters are in John Hughes films. I find that a lot of these characters are really over the top, and that was another way for me to shock the audience, was for the film to feel larger than life. I mean, it's a 12-year-old who's in love with his babysitter. He's telling his best friend, oh, she, my babysitter leaves in a week. This is my last chance to have sex with my babysitter. And, you know, it's certainly something that we all thought, mm-hmm. when we were younger and we were
attracted to. Yeah, even when we were younger, we would not have dared.
We would never have dared. Yeah.
No, because we were much more naive or, I don't know, stupid or just kids.
Yeah.
Because kids now, nowadays, they're not kids anymore.
Yes.
They tend to grow up far too early.
Right.
So
after the twist, after the part that we will not name, but the film does become not so. It's over the top in that it's a horror movie, mm-hmm. and it's horrific and it's scary and funny, but it kind of, I was hoping to go more realistically with how people are, mm-hmm. as we shed their skin and pull the onion layers off and see what's beneath. So the hope was that in the beginning of the film, it was the opposite of that. It was very Christmassy. It was very large. It felt like Home Alone. Lots of bright colors. Lots of very, very normal cinematography. Well lit, not a horror movie. So that when it turns, it's surprising.
And yeah, oh, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. Effectively, it is. Listen, how did you work with the actors? Because there are, especially the young ones. Mm. I mean, the lead character comes from Pan, which was like, he has this face of an angel. Mm. It's a very nice boy that turns out to be not very nice. And how did you work with him in this transformation?
You're going to be shocked by my answer. I read about 200 boys for the two main 12-year-olds mm-hmm. of the film, and they were so emotionally mature. You have to remember, we forget how smart and how capable we were when we were 12. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's a lot of what the movie's about, how we patronize that age. But they act differently when the adults aren't around. And particularly of all the boys that I read, these two were the most emotionally mature ones. And so it was like talking to 30-year-olds inside of a 12-year-old's body. They were very capable.
So it was not a difficult task for you to direct them.
Everybody keeps asking me, how did you direct kids? How did you direct kids? And I said, I didn't.
I direct actors.
Yeah. They were, in fact, in Australia, they have very strict child laws. And we had a psychologist who had to kind of interview them before they could do the film, because the film has a lot of...
Now, this happens in Italy too, actually.
To explicit
kind
things.
Of attention.
And I remember the psychologist's kind of response after talking with both of them said, these kids are more mature than most adults. They're very capable. So it was fun. It was really fun because usually at their age they get, 12-year-olds get 12-year-old roles where it's very kiddy, very... very awe-inspired, big eyes, and
like the evil one, down
right,
the downbeat, but not
And so they had a lot of fun getting to play what they never get to play.
Okay, as we cannot talk of the part that we cannot talk about,
right?
let's stay on the more general side. Which is the scene of horror movie in Australia? Because basically from our side of, in Europe. Mm. Let's say the 90% of horror movie comes from US. Then there is a good part that comes from Europe, from Spain, has a very good tradition, or from Asia.
Of course.
Course. And we have plenty of masters there. But from Australia, it's not that common. So is there a horror scene movie there?
There is.
Production-wise, I mean.
There is a good horror movie scene there. So I live in Hollywood. So I've never lived in Australia before, but I'm an Australian citizen, which allowed me to use the tax benefits there of shooting there. And in my time there, I found that Australia is very similar in a lot of ways, but also very different. I think they have a great series of horror films that they've made. Probably the most famous one recently is a movie called Wolf Creek.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But then there's another one that actually came out the same year as my first film did, and I kept remembering hearing about it, and it's called The Loved Ones. And if anyone if you've never heard of this film, you have to go watch it. It's incredibly similar to the tone of Safe Neighborhood. It's very dark. It's a horror film, but it's also very funny. It's about a father whose daughter is very unpopular and very weird, and she doesn't get asked out to prom by anybody. So she and her father kidnap the star football player and
force him
to have a prom at their house. Uh-huh. And it's horrific and funny. And
I can imagine. Well, you know, great. Because Australians, I'm saying something as a compliment. Mm. You are sicker than isn't it right? I mean, you are sicker than average. I mean, every genre that an Australian filmmaker touches has an additional twist that nobody would have ever thought about. So how come you have in your nature you have like this additional sparkle that makes you go like a step further than others in terms of daring to show stuff,
and
to tell stuff.
I've lived in the U.S. since I was 8 years old, but I'm a Canadian and Australian citizen, so in a lot of ways I've always felt like an outsider. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's the outsiders who tend to make the most cutting commentary and to be the most observant. So, yeah, if I'll take that compliment and I'll say
it is. From my point of view, it's a huge compliment.
I think the U.S. can get very kind of self-reflexive and not be kind of aware of the international situation as much. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people who are very well aware of the situation, for instance, with the political situation there. But there's a lot of people who are very kind of insular.
So this makes a difference. Horror
is a very good reflection of people's kind of understanding of how we work, and that takes being able to think outside the box.
Listen, how's the life of the movie so far? The movie has been released?
So first of all, we shot this in February. It was...
Really?
Yeah. It only came out... it only premiered about 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago now.
Oh, God.
So this is very new still.
The website is full of great raving reviews. Actually.
Yeah. The reception has been phenomenal. And I'm very thankful to everyone who's hosted it so far. We have sold about half of international rights to Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still kind of feeling out domestic distribution in the U.S. as well as the rest of the world. The plan is for it to have a theatrical distribution for Christmas next year.
Okay. Yeah. One last question. It's about the quality of the film in terms of what you see. So how it looks like a very expensive movie, but I don't think it is.
No, it's very low budget.
It's not. So how low was the budget? Because I'm always very fascinated by the fact that watching movies that look rich, and when you dig, they're not that rich.
What would you guess the budget is?
Oh, God, I have no idea about the standards of U.S. Well, I don't know, $3 million?
So the Australian dollar is worth about 70 U.S. cents. So
okay.
I'm trying to think of the conversion to euros.
Well, don't do it. Yeah. Just stay on dollars.
So in Australian dollars, the film cost about $2 million.
Oh, so it's much less than what I thought. Well, good job, my friend. Thank you. Very good. It was, I mean, if everybody can get, I mean, we hope that this movie is going to be released very soon in Europe too. Well, hopefully.
Of course.
So don't forget it, Safe Neighborhood by Chris Pacover, because the movie is really a blast.
Yes.
So thank a lot, Chris, for being with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Angelo Acerbi, Torino Film Festival, from Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.